Virginia has 13 electoral votes. And the way it works now is they all go to the presidential candidate who gets the most votes in Virginia. But Democrats in the House of Delegates passed a bill that would instead cast those electoral votes for the winner of the nationwide popular vote, an attempt to essentially bypass the Electoral College. Republican Delegate Lee Ware says that's a mistake.
The idea of the majority vote of all the citizens in a direct popular vote, that was considered, it was debated, and it was rejected in 1789.
To make that point, he quoted Federalist Number 68, written by Alexander Hamilton. Delegate Mark Levine is a Democrat from Alexandria who introduced the bill to join the National Popular Vote Compact, and he says Hamilton was wrong.
If Hamilton thinks that the best considered vote of the people is a few people in a closed room, I would suggest to you that the best way to determine the vote of the people, with due respect to Alexander Hamilton, is to consult the people and let them cast their votes.
If Virginia ends up joining the compact, those 13 electoral votes might end up going to a candidate who actually lost here in Virginia, if that candidate won the popular vote across the country. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.